people. Restrictions apply.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We are here every Thursday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So don't forget to tune in. If you have trouble tuning in live, if you're out of the immediate listening area, you can always stream the show live by going to www.money1260.com. We're here every week bringing you new and interesting topics related to health and wellness. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for today. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week with a great show, so don't forget to tune into that. Today we're going to be talking specifically about some exercise and exercise ideas for dramatically stimulating weight loss, dramatically stimulating muscle building, and just general health and wellness. In the last couple of weeks, I guess, since the new year, we've sort of been kicking off on my shows a lot of aspects related to New Year's resolutions. The first show back from the new year in 2010, I covered cleansing, and we went over a cleansing program and talked about liver detoxification and some interesting new products that have hit the market related to cleansing. In my last show 2 weeks ago, I had Ellen Kittredge, who's a nutritionist, on, and we talked about her specific approach to using nutritional approaches to weight loss. And what makes her unique is that she really takes a very holistic approach to weight loss and uses this very unique type of assessment tool to look at seven different specific areas of your bodily function and understand which one of them might not be working properly, and that may be what's hindering your weight loss. So we covered a lot of really great information in that show as well. This week, so it's the third show back since 2010 for me, and this week we're going to be really specifically focusing on the exercise portion of it. With Ellen last week, we talked a lot about the diet and nutrition portion, and we talked about one of the aspects of her assessment tools. One of those seven assessment tools is if someone has mitochondrial damage. And one of the ways we fix mitochondrial damage is through exercise, because we know exercise can stimulate the reproduction and increase amounts of mitochondrial production in the cells. We know high-level professional athletes, if you biopsy their muscle tissue, they have more mitochondria, which are the powerhouses of the cell, than an average person. So exercise can stimulate that. Today, what we're going to be sharing with you is literally some of the newest research and some of the most exciting things that when it comes to figuring out how to get the most out of exercise. What we're learning is that you actually can exercise for less time and get more benefits. And I have a great special guest on today who's going to really be helping me to help you all understand some of those very specific strategies. So don't forget, if you're, you know, if you're interested in listening to any of the previous shows that I just talked about, you can always go to www.myvillagegreen.com and click on the archive show section and download any of those previous shows for absolutely free. We have them all cataloged there, the last 2 years of shows. Just also real quick, we have sort of a promo going on right now where you can speak with one of the nutritional advisors at the Village Green for 20 minutes for absolutely free at no charge. So this is just, you know, an interesting, you know, promo that we're running. So feel free to give a call and take advantage of that service. So I want to introduce my special guest, Scott Odell. He was a former major college strength and conditioning coach, former Washington Redskins intern strength and conditioning coach, and author of the fitness book, Look Like an Athlete, Train Like an Athlete, an upcoming soon to release new sports performance book called The Power Revolution. He's an owner-operator of the virtual personal training sports performance business called Power Elevation LLC. You can reach him or learn more about him, or, you know, if you're local to the area, if you'd like to hire him as a personal trainer, you can go to www.powerelevation.com. A lot of great resources on the website. I encourage you to check it out. So, Scott, thanks for being on the show with me today.
Thank you.
So, you know, maybe let's talk about I've sort of alluded to one of the things that I know you have a lot of expertise in, and one of the things that I think is really interesting, sort of a new approach to exercise and to people being in the gym. I think there's been a lot of research around this approach for a while, but I think it's starting to become a little bit more popular and starting to filter down from the higher level athletes into everyday people at the gym. And I think you know what I'm alluding to. Maybe you can sort of talk about it a little bit.
Well, it's actually, it would have started from just my own observance with athletics my whole life. Being an athlete and then being on the other end of it with coaching sports performance and strength and conditioning. So I started to notice just how comparing the trends in the fitness world versus the athletes, and with which athletics we train with repeated typically, except for the sport of something such as cross country or crew, we train with repeated bouts of speed and explosion and power, and we have typically the very low body fats, great health, and everything. And in the fitness world, we're always being told to do more of the what we think of in the gym as the cardio, where we do long, slower bouts for like 20, 30 minutes, things such as that. I started to observe. You can tell just with your eyes the leanness, the low body fats of an Olympic world class 100 meter sprinter, and you can tell that the world class long distance runner will naturally carry a little bit higher body fat level. The Olympic sprinter is doing repeated bouts of speed and explosion and power. The long distance runner is doing more of what we look at in the gym as the standard cardio routine. So I started to analyze it myself, and I always use myself as a laboratory for everything. And so I was stuck in a routine of doing 23 minutes a day of cardio twice a day, working to keep my heart rate at 70% or higher for 20 minutes, two separate times throughout the day. And I just switched up my nutritional strategy a little bit, but the weightlifting strategy did not change. My cardio routine switched from the 46 minutes divided up into two times a day. It switched to once a day, four times a week for 10 minutes of 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off the treadmill for sprints. And with this change, I lost 20 pounds in 6 weeks. And I was someone always active. I really didn't necessarily have the weight to lose, but that change from 46 minutes a day of cardio to 10 minutes a day of cardio of the interval, high intensity interval training routine, that switch really kicked in my metabolism, and then I've had it work dramatically for clients as well.
So that's really the buzzword that we're talking about today, just called interval training, which is definitely, I think, a new approach for most people when it comes to spending time in the gym, specifically when it comes to the cardio exercise. I think there's a long-standing stigma that in order to lose weight and get your body into shape, people are used to spending long amounts of time on the treadmill, on the exercise bike, 30 minutes, 25 minutes, 40 minutes, doing sustained, moderate type of exercise for an extended period of time, like you were doing, getting their heart rate into a certain target zone and staying there. And what we're learning, as you've experienced, and you're going to help us understand in much more detail throughout the course of the show, is that interval training, I mean, listen to that. You went from 46 minutes a day to 10 minutes a day and significantly improved your results. Well, I think everyone out there listening would love to know that they could spend, you know, a quarter of the time in the gym and get four times the results. It really is very, very interesting. So maybe you can explain to us a little bit, because it sounds like one of those things that's probably too good to be true. Maybe you can talk to us and, you know, educate the listeners a little bit about, you know, why is it that interval training would have more benefits than standard aerobic training? Maybe before you talk about that, you could at least maybe define a little bit more clearly. I know you briefly went over it. What is interval training? What does it exactly entail?
Well, the interval training training entails repeated bouts of speed and explosion more so. So a routine to maybe try and start with might be on the treadmill, set the miles per hour at 7 miles per hour, and jump on the treadmill for 30 seconds, and then remove the feet from the treadmill belt for 30 seconds. So you go 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off like that for 10 bouts. So 10 bouts of 30 seconds. So you actually look at it, it's even 5 minutes of running. But that I started my own at 8.5 miles per hour with that 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off routine. And then you can also, you can change it up. You can add a hill. You can add the incline to it. You can run hill sprints. There's a lot of different things you can do. But it's an all-out, what you want to achieve is an all-out effort. And then you have to take some recovery time.
Now, do you suggest people warm up for a few minutes before they jump on the treadmill at 7 miles an hour?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the warm-up, that's another thing where you really you'd like the warm-up to consist of maybe jump rope or cycling on a bike or a light jog for a few minutes. That's another area where research is showing that the typical stretch and hold for 15 seconds decreases your power output, so that's going to decrease your performance. When you decrease your performance, you stimulate less of those fat-burning hormones, less of those calories. So what we found out, we've been doing sports performance for years, but you can apply it to health and fitness as well, but the stretch and hold before exercise isn't doing anything to warm the body up, so it's not doing anything to get blood flowing,
right,
and decrease injury,
so,
but it's also decreasing your power output and your body's ability to perform.
Right, so you're saying static stretching that people are used to doing before they get on the treadmill is not that effective. You're much better off sort of doing a little bit of jumping rope or on the cycle, get the blood flowing, get the muscles filled with blood, warm them up, and then you're much less likely to suffer from any injury. So we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be getting into some of the science behind interval training, and we're also going to be talking about some specific interval training programs that you could implement to start this process of really facilitating weight loss and improving your muscle mass and body comp. So this is Dr. Kevin Passera with The Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a minute.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yuck.
Blueberries, blech. Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. TwinLab Daily One multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One multivitamins from TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host, Dr. Kevin Passera. We're here every week on Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. bringing you lots of great information related to health and wellness. Today we are talking about getting the most out of your time in the gym. As I mentioned in the first segment, since the new year, I've really been talking about or having shows with topics related to New Year's resolutions. The first show after the new year, I talked about a cleansing program for liver detoxification and helping to rid your body of toxins, which is a great way to spearhead good health and weight loss and achieving optimal body mass index. The next week, 2 weeks ago, my guest Ellen Kittredge, a nutritionist, talked about a really holistic approach to looking at weight loss and overviewed a wonderful 7-step system that assesses different areas of your body to find out what's hindering you from losing the weight that you want. And this week, we're talking specifically about exercise because exercise is such an important part of weight loss and health in general. I think in the first show after the new year, it was right, I think it was maybe it was the Wall Street Journal, maybe the January 2nd or January 4th or something like that. Front page of the personal journal section was all about exercise. And it had about 10 different studies compiled discussing the health benefits related to exercise and how exercise is probably the most significant factor, the most significant thing someone can do to reduce their risks of the most common diseases that affect Americans: heart disease, stroke, certain types of cancer. So I tell this to my patients all the time. Exercise is the one panacea that we know of in this world right now. No other vitamin, no other nutrient, even diet doesn't seem to somewhat be as helpful as exercise when it's taken in isolation. So getting your body moving, getting your body the blood flowing, getting your body to an optimal body mass index can significantly reduce so many types of diseases and other chronic conditions, including brain decay and Alzheimer's. So we know exercise is starting to show some serious implications when it comes to helping people regain and maintain their cognition into their later years. And we know that issues related around brain decay, Alzheimer's, and other cognitive declines are becoming much more common as the baby boomer generation starts to age. So exercise is a very, very important piece of that. So, I mean, that's just my cheerleading piece for helping to motivate you to get out there and get moving. Now, if you decide to get out there and get moving, what we're talking about today is a very specific strategy called interval training. And interval training has sort of, I would call it in my process of education, a bit of a revolution, because I was also ingrained with what I think most people are ingrained with, which is this concept that in order to get your body back into shape through exercise, it requires long, boring periods of time in the gym, running on a treadmill, and just, you know, getting your heart rate up to a certain level, keeping it there for 20 to 30 minutes and doing that over and over and over again each week. Now, not only is it kind of boring, but I also think that it's a bit discouraging because many people find that they don't get the results that they were looking for. They come in and they tell me, because I'm often a coach for people when it comes to weight loss, because that's a huge part of getting people healthy. I've been in the gym. I'm working out 20 to 30 minutes a day. I'm doing this over and over again, and I'm not seeing the weight loss benefits. And what we understand, or what we're starting to understand, is that through this process of interval training, you can work out for much shorter periods of time, and you can get much more dramatic results. Now, the way interval training works is really quite interesting. It stresses both the aerobic and anaerobic systems of your body. So the basic outline of interval training is you, as we talked about in the last segment, you always do a period of warm-up. And as my special guest, Scott O'Dell, who's on the line with us today. Hey, Scott, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Sure.
Great to be here.
Sure. And if you want to learn more about Scott and his business, you can go to www.powerelevation.com. And we're going to be bringing him in to talk about some more aspects of this in just a minute. But we were talking about when you warm up, static stretching is basically a thing of the past. You know, getting and just doing bouncing stretching and static stretching and stretch and hold does not warm your muscles up. To warm up, what you want to do is you want to get on the bike, you want to get on the treadmill, you want to do some type of low intensity exercise to get your heart rate up, to get the blood moving, to warm yourself up. Once you do that, what interval training is much shorter periods of workout time that interject short bursts of high-intensity exercise followed by a period of recovery, which is usually a lower intensity of exercise. And then you repeat the high burst of intensity and then the recovery, and the high burst of intensity and then the recovery. And as Scott was telling us in the last segment, he was basically able to do 30-second bursts of exercise followed by recovery periods, and shorten his time on the treadmill from 46 minutes a day to 10 minutes a day, and significantly improve his physical muscular status as well as his body fat. And I mean, what I want to take a second here to do is explain to you a little bit about how interval training works and why it works. One of the reasons is because it does stress both this aerobic and anaerobic system in your body. During the high-intensity effort, this time when you're at an all-out sprint, the anaerobic system of your body uses the energy stored in the muscles, and it's stored basically as glycogen for these short bursts of activity. When you're anaerobic, you're working without oxygen. And when your body works in this anaerobic mode, it produces a byproduct called lactic acid. And lactic acid buildup is really what people identify as being related to the burning sensation felt in your muscles during high-intensity efforts, or it's often that soreness that's in your muscles the day or the 2 days after exercise. So as that lactic acid builds up, the athlete basically, or the person exercising, enters into a little bit of an oxygen deficit. When you're in that recovery phase, the heart and the lungs work together to sort of pay back this oxygen debt and to work on breaking down the lactic acid. And, what happens is this repetitive form of training, of starving your body of the oxygen and going into this anaerobic mode of exercise, leads to what's called an adaptation response. And in that adaptation response, the body begins to build new capillaries and is able to, it does that in ability to deliver more oxygen to the working muscles. So it's basically when you put this high amount of strain on the muscles, the body works harder to adapt to that strain. And as a result, you get more capillary growth, you get more blood flow, you get more oxygen delivery to the muscles. So you get this significantly improved muscle profile versus when you're doing just long-term, low rate, medium rate, on the treadmill for 25 or 30 minutes, keeping your heart rate in a sort of medium zone. You're not going to get that oxygen deficit, and you're not going to get that push from the body to try and recover from that oxygen deficit as quickly. Your muscles also develop a higher tolerance to the buildup of the lactate. So your muscles almost become a little bit immune, or they become able to tolerate higher amounts of this lactic acid buildup. So your muscles become less susceptible to that burn and are able to sustain that oxygen deficit for longer. So, I mean, that's a little bit about the science behind it. Scott, maybe you can explain a little bit some of the other science, because I know there is some really interesting things that happens with hormones when you do interval training, which happens more significantly than when you are not doing interval training.
Oh yeah, there's a lot, just research all over the place. They're finding out in exercise physiology laboratories, and researchers are finding when training with these repeated bouts of speed and explosion and power, it really increases testosterone levels. Testosterone is the hormone responsible for fat loss. That's why throughout my career, just generally speaking, when you do body fat tests on male and female athletes, males typically have a lower body fat on average because males have more testosterone. And I've also found this is, when explaining this, it's important for a female who has a concern that it's exercising to stimulate testosterone levels will not stimulate so much that you start to develop any masculine traits. That's just physiologically impossible for a female to do naturally. So what we're finding is that the more testosterone a female can stimulate, the more body fat that's going to be burned even while you're sleeping at night. When you do the right training to stimulate these fat-burning hormones, 24 hours a day, you're naturally burning more fat from that exercise that you did, from your workout. Look at it. Several studies here, one in 2004, one in 1995, both of them finding the relationship between testosterone is affected by anaerobic exercise, which would be high-intensity interval training, but not by aerobic exercise. And then recently in the Journal of Applied Physiology, the University of London came out with a statement from their research saying aerobic exercise is a waste of time. So what we're finding, and then look at another study here, 8 trained male athletes were taken through an intense interval exercise protocol to exhaustion. Now, immediate post-test results show a 38% increase in testosterone and a 2,000% increase in growth hormone.
Right, which is the other really important one to mention, because you do get increase in testosterone, but growth hormone is also a really important one. You know, growth hormone is this hormone that our body starts to produce high amounts of until around the age of 30, and then after 30 starts to decline. And growth hormone is often what is responsible for stimulating muscle building, for helping our body repair damaged tissue, and is definitely higher levels of growth hormone are associated with a more youthful body and brain. And we know that as we pass the age of 30, the only way to stimulate growth hormone release very efficiently, I mean, there is a natural rhythm of growth hormone where it does increase in production every night while we sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But the only other way to really increase growth hormone significantly is by intense bouts of exercise or exertion. And what we find, just as you mentioned in that study, the more intense the exertion, the more significant rise in growth hormone. So doing these high-intensity periods of exercises associated with interval training not only raises testosterone, which is great for building muscle mass and helping to lose fat, but it also significantly triggers the release of growth hormone.
Yeah, yeah, and then also along with it, if you're approaching your weight loss with weight training and cardio, you're going about the right approach. But if you do the aerobic exercise for cardio, studies are showing that that inhibits the weight training. So the weight training and interval training also, they stimulate growth hormone, testosterone. It's really exciting to find this stuff out because, as you were saying before, you hate to see people get discouraged from their results or from their lack of results for all the time they're putting in. But when really, from 2.5 hours a week, I've had clients, I had one female client lose 3 dress sizes in 8 weeks without losing any weight on the scale. So she increased her bone density and added a little bit of muscle, not
sure,
dramatic amounts. But with that little bit of muscle, you increase your metabolism as well.
Absolutely.
So, it's really exciting to figure all this stuff out. You know, you don't have to spend 5 hours, 10 hours a week in the gym. You can really, if you exercise smarter, not longer, and more intensely with the right intensity, we can really spend 2.5 to 3 hours a week and get the results we need.
That's great
for our health, for continued youth, for weight loss, for everything we're looking for.
That's great. All right, so when we come back from the break, we're going to be outlining some specific approaches to interval training. We're going to be outlining some different programs. If you're a beginner, if you're a mid-level, if you're an advanced athlete, we're going to be talking about some of these different strategies so that you can get into the gym tomorrow if you want and implement one of these interval training strategies safely without getting hurt. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero on the Essentials of Healthy Living. We're going to be back right after this break.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacist, nutritionist, and herbalist, and naturopath. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in the intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in probiotic supplements.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800. Village Green.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we're here every Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m., bringing you lots of great information related to health and wellness. Don't forget, well, first, let's sort of, for anybody who's just tuning in, I just want to let you know we're talking about today. We're discussing aspects related to interval training, which I think is a really exciting part of exercise science. It's been around for a long time, but I think has been emerging a little bit more in the mainstream more recently. It's something that for a long time was more reserved for high-level athletes, but it's starting to filter its way down into the gyms. And I will tell you from personal experience and from working with patients and clients that interval training is probably the best, most efficient way for you to lose weight, gain muscle, and improve the health and fitness of your body in the shortest amount of time. So that's what we've been talking about, the typical approach to exercise, going into the gym and spending 20 to 30 minutes on a treadmill with your heart rate at moderate intensity is burning calories but doesn't necessarily achieve the same goals as interval training. With interval training, you can exercise for half the time and burn twice as many calories. So in the last segment, we talked a little bit about the science behind interval training. In this segment, we're going to outline some specific strategies and programs that people can use to actually do interval training so you can get out into the gym tomorrow or out onto the street and actually start this process. Just want to make a quick mention, if you're just tuning in and want to hear more about what we've talked about today, you can go to www.myvillagegreen.com and download and listen to any of our previous shows. They're all archived for you and they are downloadable for absolutely free. We encourage you to listen to the wealth of knowledge that we have. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be back next week, and don't forget to download some of her shows. She's a wealth of experience and knowledge. Also, you can stream the show live at www.money1260.com. So if you have any friends who are out of state who can't pick up the signal, you can tell them to download the show and they will be able to hear it all for you. They will be able to hear it all live as it streams on Thursday mornings. So just a couple quick tips when we're talking about interval training. The first thing you always need to do is make sure that you warm up. You need to warm up your muscles before you start doing your intervals. And as we talked about it earlier in the show, doing the static stretching is not the best idea. You want to warm up by doing some light cardio exercise, maybe for 5 to 10 minutes before you start the interval training. And we'll talk about some other safety tips related to interval training to make sure that you don't overextend yourself. You know, a lot of you out there might be beginners, so you're thinking you might not even have a gym membership, or you might be wondering, how do I implement this? A lot of times I will talk to my patients, even if you're just going for a walk around the neighborhood. You know, you can use interval training in any strategy that you do. So let's say you're a walker. To do interval training, what I would suggest doing is taking your brisk walk. Basically, I tell people you should be walking at a pace that is intense enough that you couldn't easily have a conversation with the person next to you. So you're winded, you're actually focusing on getting your respiratory and cardiovascular rate up. Then you pick mailboxes or telephone poles, and you make a conscious decision to increase your pace to a greater intensity from one mailbox to the next, or one telephone pole to the next. And then maybe you recover for three or four mailboxes, and then you increase intensity again to the next mailbox. You can do this while you're running. You can do this while you're walking. If you're a cyclist, which I am, you can do it on your bike as you do work with telephone poles or mile markers on your bike. For short periods of time, you need to increase your intensity to a very significant burst. The more you do this, the better your body will adapt to these periods of intense exercise and the stronger you will get. So, Scott, maybe you can talk a little bit about some of your approaches to interval training with your clients. I know you outlined one of the strategies that you used. Maybe you can talk about what you would advise for a beginner or an intermediate or maybe even an advanced athlete.
Typically a starting point, you might try somewhere in the middle of what I've found of it all, depending on age, gender, a starting point where someone's at in their training, is 30 seconds on the belt with the treadmill, 30 seconds off the belt for 10 bouts at 7 miles per hour. I've had people slow it down all the way to 5.5 miles per hour. I've worked with NFL linemen who obviously those are pretty big guys weighing over 300 pounds. I've worked with them where they've done 8.5 miles an hour or faster even. So 7 miles an hour might be a good starting point for you. And then something else you can also look at is looking at all the different implements you can use. If you're on vacation, sand sprints are great work. But typically, like, as you said, kind of a one-to-one work-to-rest ratio. And if you have a hill in your backyard or a nearby park, you can sprint up a hill. That's great work. On the treadmill, you can add an incline. And the good thing about hills and inclines is it decreases the impact. So that might be another good idea to look at when you're starting out. If you're not used to these, the repeated bouts from these strides of the impact on your joints, you can try increasing the incline, going maybe 20 seconds on, 40 seconds off 10 times at somewhere between 6 miles an hour to 7 miles an hour at an incline of 10 on the incline measure on the treadmill. But when you're running an incline or a hill and it's catching your foot at a higher point, you're saving your joints on that leg from all that impact. So if you bring your foot up and through your leg cycle and then back down on the ground, you've got a lot harder impact there on your body than catching the foot at its highest point running right on a hill. Something else you can use at your house is stairs. Stair training's great, and that's low impact because it's catching your foot at a higher point. So you can start with walking up the stairs if you need to, and then walk back down. You can sprint up the stairs, jog back down, bound up the stairs, jump up the stairs, jog back down. A lot of different things you can do. So that there's a lot of different creativity. Jump rope with 20 seconds on, 40 seconds off, and jump rope routines, or 30 on, 30 off. Those would be great interval training. So there's a lot of different implements you can use, a lot of different strategies you can use. You can kind of find, with my clients, I always try to emphasize that we need to just find whatever you enjoy the most so that you can stick to it, so that you keep on going with it.
Yeah, I mean, anytime.
Whatever, turns your trigger on, whatever you like, just find it. There's a lot of different ideas out there, and go with it.
Yeah, anytime I encourage people to exercise, you got to make sure you find something that you really like doing, or else you're not going to stick to it. So I just want to go over some other interval training sort of starting tips for people who are new to it. You know, you want to start slowly. If you're not used to exercising, because interval training utilizes these high-intensity bursts of energy, that the high intensity is going to be different for every single person. So, you know, assess where you're at, and you don't need to use any sort of rocket science formula to figure out what your intensity level should be. Basically, during your interval of intensity, you do a form of exercise that gets you to the point where you feel like you're sort of reaching your maximum. Try and sustain it for either 30 seconds, or you can do it up to a couple minutes, and then you rest for 30 seconds or a couple minutes. It is thought that the ratio of 1-to-1 of work to rest is usually the best design for interval workouts. So, for example, if you haven't exercised in a while, you could start by walking for 2 minutes and then alternating that by running for 2 minutes, then walk for 2 minutes, then run for 2 minutes. If you do, let's say, 3 segments of that, that's basically in total 12 minutes of exercise. And that 12 minutes of exercise is going to be much better than if you just go out walking for 20 minutes. So here you've cut your exercise time in half, almost, from 20 minutes to 12 minutes, but basically 6 of that 12 minutes is running. So you have that higher intensity, you're doing a form of interval training, and you're much more likely to get benefits out of it. You want to keep a steady but challenging pace throughout the interval. So you want to make sure that if you pick a 2-minute interval, you can sustain that level of energy that you're putting out for that 2 minutes. If you can sustain it for 30 seconds and then all of a sudden you're really falling, if you're setting the resistance on an exercise bike or the speed on a treadmill, you either want to adjust the pace of your interval or you want to adjust the time of your interval. And then you build up the number of repetitions over time. Maybe when you start doing interval training, you only do 1 interval or maybe 2 intervals. And over time, you slowly increase the amount of intervals that you're doing. You want to bring your heart rate down ideally to about, you know, maybe somewhere between 100 to 120 beats per minute during the rest period of time. And of course, this will vary depending on your age and sex and what your ideal heart rate is. To improve your intervals, you increase the intensity or the duration, but don't do them both at the same time. So maybe you start with just doing 30-second intervals or a 2-minute run. If you want to increase or to improve, you could maybe run for 3 minutes, right, instead of just 2 minutes followed by a 3-minute walk. Or you could still run for 2 minutes, but you could try and increase the pace and run faster for that 2 minutes. It's not a good idea to increase both the intensity and the duration at the same time. Make the changes slowly over a period of time. And of course, for any type of exercise, if you're doing it outdoors or even in the gym, try and make sure you're training on a smooth, flat surface to ensure even effort. You know, even if you're doing a hill, you can still have a flat surface on a hill, even though that sounds a little counterintuitive. It's just making sure that you don't have a lot of variation, especially if you're beginning, because you're more likely to have a little bit less coordination. As you lose weight, improve your cardiovascular function, and get in better shape, you'll have better muscle coordination. Those are just some ideas about how to implement interval training safely when you're first starting out. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking a little bit about weight training and finishing up some other specific ideas related to interval training. I'm going to give you some other very specific programs for different types of athletes. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels in normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Broccoli,
ew.
Asparagus,
yuck.
Blueberries,
blech.
Brussels sprouts.
No.
If your family is like most, they're not getting enough of these. So you need help to keep them healthy. TwinLab Daily One multivitamins are a higher potency formula, delivering 20 important nutrients, including powerful antioxidants. Protect your family with Daily One multivitamins from TwinLab, the most trusted name in vitamins. TwinLab vitamins are available at all Better Health and Natural Food stores.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that supports heart function, energy production, immune response, and protects against damage from free radicals. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, and taking a highly absorbable CoQ10 supplement is key to ensuring optimal levels within the body. So don't just settle for any CoQ10 supplement. Ask specifically for Gero Formula's QH Absorb at Village Green Apothecary. Or for more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week, so don't forget to tune into her show. We're here every Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. bringing you a wide variety of information related to health and wellness. Today, we're following the trend of my sort of New Year radio resolutions, which is basically helping you figure out ways in the new year to help improve your health and wellness. In the first week of my radio show after the new year, we talked about cleansing and did a wonderful show outlining some detailed aspects of liver cleansing and some interesting new products related to doing a cleanse. 2 weeks ago, I had a nutritionist on, and we talked about holistic approaches to weight loss, which is always a big concern for people in the 2010 or in any new year. And this week, we're talking about interval training, which, as I've introduced and what we've talked about, is, I think, a revolutionary way to dramatically decrease your time in the gym and exercising, but dramatically increase the effects that it has on your body as far as weight loss and muscle building. You know, we've talked a lot about how interval training increases the release of certain hormones in your body. So both in men and women, interval training, high intensity bursts of exercise, it's basically what interval training is, increases the release of testosterone, which is very important for building muscle, as well as increasing the release of growth hormone, which is also really important for building muscle and basically keeping your body young. In the last segment, we talked about some ideas related or around interval training and how you do it. If you're already a high-level athlete, you're going to want to work with a personal coach or someone to really coach you on the type of high-intensity interval training that you need. But for most people who are beginning, intermediate, weekend warrior athletes, you can implement interval training really easily on your own. We talked about even if you're just walking around your neighborhood, picking periods of time where you walk for 2 minutes and then you run for 2 minutes. If you can't run, you go from walking to the fastest pace walk that you can do, and then you recover. There are some other ways to do it. I do a lot of cycling, and I've been training for a ride coming up in March. And, of course, as you guys locally know, with all the snow, I haven't been able to be much time outside. So all of my training has been indoors, and I've been using interval training, and it's been getting me results that I have very rarely gotten before in my previous seasons of doing indoor training. And, you know, basically there are a couple ways to go about it. You can do sprint interval trainings, which is you have a 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 of the recovery to exercise ratio. So in sprint interval, your rest interval might be 2 to 3 times longer than the actual sprint period. So maybe you sprint for a minute and then you recover for 3 minutes. Sprint for a minute, recover for 3 minutes. The sprinting period of time should be at an extremely high intensity, meaning that within 10 to 15 seconds of starting that 1 minute interval, your legs should be burning, you should be huffing, you should be puffing, your lungs should be burning, you should be feeling like I can hardly go for another second. And you try and carry that out for a minute and then you recover for 3 minutes. Now, the other intervals that I do are more related to aerobic. That sprint interval training is very specific for anaerobic activity and really building more muscle mass. The aerobic intervals are more related to 1-to-1 rest and interval durations. So perhaps you do, usually you want to do a minimum of 3 minutes. You do a three minute interval done at a near sprint level of exertion, followed by a 3 minute recovery. And you try and do at least 10 minutes of the intensity of exercise. So that would mean 3 cycles. because three three-minute cycles will give you 9 minutes of the exertion coupled with three three-minute recovery periods, 9 minutes of recovery. So you total about a 20-minute workout. You allow about 5 or 10 minutes for warm-up and 5 or 10 minutes for cool-down. So you're at about a 30 to 40 minutes on the bike, getting an extremely good, effective workout. This is far more effective for any cyclist out there. This is far more effective than being on your trainer for 45 minutes to an hour at moderate pace. Doing these intervals will get you better results and it will get you in better shape. And this applies to any sport that you're doing, whether it be running, whether it be swimming, whatever it is that you like to do. And for those of you who are just looking to get in shape, or all you want to do is make sure that you look good in that bathing suit when the sun comes out in 3 or 4 months, interval training is your key to unlocking the potential of your body for weight loss and muscle building. Scott Odell is a personal trainer, and he's on the phone with me today. He works with a lot of people in regards to interval training. You can learn more about his business by going to www.powerelevation.com. And Scott, just want to see if you want to mention any other aspects related to interval training and experiences that you've had in your work to sort of help people understand a little bit more about it or why they might want to try it.
The exciting thing is you can spend a drastically lower time getting drastically better results, as I've found out using myself as a laboratory, and it was really exciting to see, and it's a new exciting concept to help people out with. Interval training in combination with the appropriate weight training program is really going to give you all the results you want in 2.5 hours a week. Because it gets on my end, I don't like seeing people that come into the gym and spend over 10 hours a week there, and they're really excited and they get discouraged from a lack of results.
Yep, and that is
very hard work.
Yeah, and that is very common. And that's the other piece of it that we haven't talked about when it comes to getting your body into the right shape is the part of weight training. I think a lot of people really have the notion that they need to just be on the treadmill or on the exercise bike for long periods of time to burn calories to lose weight. But weight training is a huge, huge piece of this, because as you do weight training, you build muscle mass, and muscle has a much higher basic metabolic rate than fat does. So the more muscle you put on your body, the more you start to increase your metabolism. So this translates to you basically burning calories, burning fat, having a higher metabolism, even when you're sleeping at night, as you increase your muscle mass. Just doing long bouts of cardio will not build your muscle mass. Combining, and as Scott pointed out, long bouts of aerobic exercise basically counteracts weight training. So if your approach to working out is 45 minutes on the treadmill one day, weights the next day, then aerobic, you know, treadmill the next day, and alternating, you are potentially dampening the effects that the weight training has had on your body. Now, in contrast to that, interval training, as Scott pointed out, complements weight training because it's working in a similar mechanism. So when you combine interval training with the weight training, they compound each other, and in much quicker periods of time, you will gain muscle mass and you will lose fat and increase your metabolism. So, Scott, thanks so much for being on the guest on the show today. We're just about out of time. So thank you again, and why don't you tell people how they can find you?
Thank you very much for having me, and please come visit my website, www.powerelevation.com.
Great.
Really worked hard on it to try and get a lot of information out there to you to really try and help everyone out.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you.
All right. So don't forget to tune in next week, Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. with Dana Lake. She will be covering another great show related to health and wellness. And if you have time, don't forget to stop into the Village Green located over on West Cedar Lane. We have a wealth of people there with great information to help you with your health and wellness needs. So I'm Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope you got a lot out of it, and I will look forward to speaking with you all in about 2 weeks. Take care.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
WRC.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
At Village Green Apothecary, they've created a unique free program called the Essentials of Healthy Living, or EHL for short. EHL helps you develop a customized plan to take the guesswork out of which supplements you need. Visit their Bethesda location at 5415 West Cedar Lane and check out their easy-to-use EHL display. You can get free information cards about your health needs, from chronic ailments to heart health, allergies, or dietary issues. You'll find EHL information.
The station that makes sense. This is 1260.
WWRC, Washington.